or two that people really should know.
I always like to talk about Wilbur Bullitt Rogan, who I think is the greatest all-around player who ever lived. And I would put him right there with Babe Ruth. He was an outstanding one. Or Willard Brown was another outstanding one. James Cupapa Bell played for the Kansas City Monarchs. There were many famous Monarchs.
Author Phil Dixon is touring 90 of the cities where the Kansas City Monarchs played baseball from 1920 to 1950. Dixon started his tour last year, 90 years after the team won its first Negro League championship. I'm Jason Parrott.
You're listening to the WILL. This is Illinois Public Media on a Tuesday morning. It's the third day of February 2015. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, in with a check of what's been happening in the world of agriculture. Overnight, the national average basis for corn was a penny stronger at 25 cents under the March contract, with the DT and National Corn Index up a penny at $3.44 for the cash price. The national average basis for soybeans unchanged at 48 cents under the March futures contract, and the DTN National Soybean Index was down a penny at $9.12. In Chicago at this hour, futures are trading the corn pit just about 5.25 cents higher in the March contract, and December of next year up 5.25 as well. March beans are now 15 higher at 974.5. The Novembers are up 14, and they're trading 959.25. Bean meal up 550. Bean oil 26 cents higher. Wheat futures are up 8.5 cents in both the hard and soft red winter. And the live cattle futures are down about 7.5 cents in the lead option. The March feeders are down $1.82.5, and lean hogs are 47.5 cents higher for the day.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from the Friends of WILL. Thank you. And from Busey, with more than 145 years of strength and service in our communities. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Now let's check the weather forecast for the globe, the planet, and, of course, the Midwest. Drew Lerner is here.
Midwest weather will likely be a lot more tranquil over this next 5 to 7 days relative to that of the weekend. We are expecting to see another little disturbance or two, in fact, move across the region as we move out over time. The disturbances that are expected, though, will be weak weather systems that will not have a huge impact on travel across the region or adding to the deep snowpack that has already accumulated. With that said, though, there will be a little bit of additional accumulation in parts of the region. We'll expect our first disturbance to come out of the Dakotas, move across southern Minnesota and northern Iowa during the course of the day today, and by this evening working its way through Michigan, parts of northern Ohio, northern Indiana. This will likely produce a dusting upwards to an inch or two of snowfall, but not likely to be much more than that. Its follow-up system, though, will be a little bit more significant. This system will likely form overnight tonight in Nebraska, and it will move east-southeastward through the day tomorrow, bringing another round of snow to portions of southern Iowa, northern Missouri, northeastern Kansas, and ultimately into the lower Midwest as we go through the latter part of the day tomorrow and into Thursday morning. The snow event there will likely run anywhere from a dusting upwards to 2 to 3 inches in a few locations. Moisture content in these two disturbances will be low, but there will still be enough precipitation across the region to slow down some of the travel across the region. But both these systems will not be nearly as significant is what occurred over the weekend, obviously. Our temperature bias for this work week will likely continue to be mostly in a seasonably cool range. We'll expect to see a lot of afternoon temperatures today confined to the teens and 20s across the northern parts of the Midwest, while we'll see some 20s and 30s occurring in the south. May get up over 40 degrees today, though, from southeastern parts of Nebraska and eastern Kansas into portions of southern Illinois and a part of Kentucky. We'll look for the temperatures to cool down a little bit more tomorrow, though, as that little snow event works its way across the Midwest. Highs will be in the teens and 20s in most of the western Corn Belt, a few 30s in parts of Missouri, and we'll also see 20s and 30s occurring in the eastern parts of the Midwest with some 40-degree temperatures near the Ohio River. As we get into Thursday afternoon, those teens and 20s will overspread a big part of the Midwest. We'll have a few 30-degree temperatures near the Ohio River again and also in parts of Missouri. And then a bigger warm-up will likely began to occur Friday and Saturday, with temperatures a lot more seasonable across the region. In fact, even a little warmer than normal in some of the southwestern crop areas. We'll look for some temperatures in the 50s, perhaps even some 60-degree temperatures in Kansas and a few Nebraska locations. Most of the 40s and 50s, though, will occur from southern Iowa and parts of Missouri into the Ohio River Basin. The areas further north will still be quite a bit cooler, with 20s and 30s likely. Our low temperatures coming up over the next couple of nights will slowly rebound, but will still be quite chilly. Positive negative single-digit readings will occur in the far northwestern Corn Belt overnight tonight. A lot of other areas in the heart of the Midwest will see temperatures mostly in the teens and 20s, a few single digits from northern Iowa and southern Minnesota into parts of Michigan. We'll look for the coldest air for this week to occur on Thursday. We'll look for the lows in the positive negative single digits in most of the western Corn Belt and in portions of Illinois as well. Temperatures in the positive single digits and teens will occur further to the east. It will start a little better warming trend. Low temperatures on Saturday morning will be in the 20s and 30s across a big part of the region. South America's forecast today has not changed at all. We're still looking at well-timed precipitation for both Brazil and Argentina. It may take 2 weeks, though, for all areas to get rain at one time or another. There will be some pockets of dryness to keep an eye on, but nothing extreme. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from the friends of WILL and from Busey. Whether it's quickly approaching or many years away, Busey Wealth Management provides retirement solutions tailored to one's specific needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
You, of course, are listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, and I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Let's check in with an analyst this morning to see how the market traded overnight and expectations for this first hour of trade. Pete Manhart is on the phone. He's from Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning to you, Pete. Thanks for being with us. How'd trade make its way through the overnight?
Well, early we were mixed, unchanged, up a little, and then at 8:30 we took off and had beans go up, I think, 17. Corn was up 5 to 6. We did not make a new high from yesterday on corn, but we did on beans make a new high from yesterday. Remember, yesterday we were higher early and then backed off and closed lower on everything. We still have beans up 12. November's hit 62. We're at 57. March beans hit 77. We're at 72. And the corn hit 370 in March. The new crop December hit 401. We are, those were the lows. We hit 75 in the March for a high, and December hit 407. We're within a penny of those numbers on the corn.
Do we know why the strength is there today?
Well, oversold markets for one. Winter weather holding up things for two. Good exports on beans yesterday. It didn't hold yesterday, but they were there. And then just the idea that early February, maybe some people are in buying at the start of the month.
And so are the expectations that this will fade fairly quickly. The market has been thinking the upcoming 15 crop in the United States will put a whole bunch more bushels into the ending stocks by the time we get to the fall of 2016.
Yeah, that thought's in there. In South America, they keep talking about drier weather and hotter weather. They're lowering, I think, things by 1 to 2 million metric tons in Brazil, but raising them maybe that much in Argentina. So there's a controversy there that is that going to be a smaller crop or not? And most people think that it's still going to be a record crop coming out of South America to add to the world supply.
I did see that as a swap this morning out of South America, so we'll see how that plays out. What do farmers need to consider at this point on old crop sales, if anything at all?
Well, what's the basis? I know there's places where the basis is really good on old crop, and consider the flat price. Some guys were talking about getting back to $4. That's 25 cents away. I don't know if that's possible. And on beans, they were looking at that $10 number on old crop. We're 28 away from that with the big increase today.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Yep.
That, of course, is Pete Manhart. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Here's the way the numbers are trading now in Chicago at the CME Group. Corn futures are up 4.25 in the lead option March at 374.5, the July at 390 up 4.5, and December 405 at a 3/4, up 4 3/4. March soybeans are 13 3/4 higher at 973 1/4. July at 984 3/4, 13 higher. Next year's November at 958 1/2, up 13 1/4. Lead wheat up 7 cents at 499 3/4. In the soft red, hard red at 543, that's up 8 1/2 cents. Bean meal futures are 470 higher. Bean oil up 31. Live cattle futures at 153.37 1/2, up 17 1/2. And the February March feeders at 199.25. They're down $1.45, and lean hogs at $66.67 1/2 cents are up 35 cents. Of course, you're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Coming up on the top of the hour, it will be 9 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. Our forecast for the day calls for partly sunny skies, a high of 33 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy and a low of 27. Wednesday, snow likely, 60% chance, a high of 29 degrees. And Wednesday night, a 30% chance of snowfall, a low of just 4 degrees. On Thursday, sunny and 15, mostly clear Thursday night, and just 2 degrees, and mostly sunny on Friday with 32 degrees for the high. Find us online at willag.org or willl.illinois.edu.
Good morning. President Obama says his new budget is helping the middle class, giving everyone who works hard the chance to get ahead. We'll run some numbers to see what the president's words mean in this hour of Morning Edition from NPR News. Coming up, a former Republican congressman who worked in the trenches trying to reform the tax code will tell us where the common ground might be in the president's budget. I'm David Green. In California, the father of a child with leukemia is worried about the measles outbreak. He's asking other parents to get their children vaccinated because his son can't. A child died in a Super Bowl commercial from Nationwide. The company is defending that ad. And a new sheriff in town in Wyoming is defending a ban on boots and hats for people who work for him. It's Tuesday, February 3rd. Actress Morgan Fairchild turned 65 years old today. And the news is next.